Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As we see here in our Old Testament lesson, walking in the truth is not an easy path. It has its ups and downs. At times we trip and fall. And more frequently in these last days, we face a growing hostility. What does God give to us to help us deal with such circumstances that often lead to anxiety and fear? He gives us His promises. He gives us His presence. And He gives us His Word. Elijah knows the roller coaster that the path of truth can be. Just prior to this death threat that he receives from Queen Jezebel, Elijah was on Mount Carmel, and he was an eyewitness to the power of God. God told Elijah to have the prophets of Baal and the people of Israel gather with him on that mountain, so that God could demonstrate that he was indeed the one true God. The prophets of Baal spent the day calling on their God, and they got no answer. Nothing happened all day. Elijah then rebuilt the altar that Jezebel had torn down, dug a trench around it, prepared the sacrifice, and laid it on the altar. Three times he poured water on the altar and the offering, to the point where the trench around the altar was filled with water. Then Elijah prayed, and God answered in power. The fire of the Lord fell and burned up the sacrifice and the wood and the stones and the soil and the water in the trench. And the people of Israel fell prostrate and proclaimed, "The Lord, He is God." That was quite literally a mountaintop experience for Elijah. But, as is usually the case with roller coasters, there's always the drop to the valley. And that's where Elijah is now. Ahab reported back to Jezebel all that Elijah did on the mountain, ending with the news that Elijah had killed all the prophets of Baal with the sword. So Jezebel sends a message to Elijah threatening his life. Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done. That would have included the fire of the Lord that came down on the mountain and consumed the sacrifice that Elijah had prepared. If the event on Mount Carmel was intended to be a contest to determine which prophets called upon the one true God, the fire of the Lord confirmed that Elijah was the one who called on the name of the one true God. I'm sure many today are wishing God would show himself in a similar powerful way, beyond doubt, unmistakable. I wouldn't mind seeing that myself. I wish God would come in power to show himself to be the one true God and bring all those who stand against the truth to their knees in repentance. That he would come to vindicate the faithful, to take away our anxiety and fear and fill us with peace. But while God's revealing himself in fire had a positive effect on the people of Israel, it had no impact on Jezebel. It made no change in her desire to keep the people of Israel under her control. Her arrogance had blinded her to the truth revealed on Mount Carmel. And she determined to show her power to the people of Israel by destroying Elijah, the prophet of God, and suffer no negative consequences. In a lot of ways, her response really reflects the work of the devil, whose desire it is to make himself God. In arrogance, the devil was convinced that if he could destroy the Son of God, then he would win the battle for the hearts of all mankind, and the world would descend into a valley with no escape. But it didn't happen. Jesus would not turn, and he could not be destroyed. Even though Jesus' earthly ministry ended with his death and burial, God was not silent. He was at work in power through the death of his Son. Jesus willingly gave himself into the hands of the devil. He submitted himself to the power of sin and death. He willingly suffered and died the death that we and all the descendants of Adam deserve. And the enemies of God rejoiced. But it was a short-lived celebration. Death couldn't hold Jesus, the Son of God, in the grave. In fact, Jesus descended into hell not to suffer, but to proclaim his victory. He triumphed over sin and death. He rose from the grave. His resurrection revealed who the one true God is. His resurrection revealed the depth of God's mercy and his desire to rescue his creation, to rescue us from the chains of hell through the forgiveness of sin. That empty tomb, that resurrection, is the word we speak to the arrogance of the skeptics. That's the word we speak to folks like Jezebel who think their words carry power and that they can act with impunity against God's people and suffer no consequences. God's word is steadfast and true. It never changes. His promises never fail. So when fears and anxieties arise, when the darkness descends, when the hostility grows and lies parade around as truth, remember those promises. Remember that all of us who have been baptized into Christ have been baptized into his death. We've been buried with him. We have already died. And if we have been united together with him in a death like his, then we are also united together with him in a life like his. A life that not even death can take from us. By that union, we have been joined together with Jesus in his victory. Clothed in his righteousness, our sin is forgiven and our shame removed. We have been changed. We are dearly loved children of God. And if death no longer has any power over us, what can man do? Well, they can take away our liberties. They can hound our steps. They can put us in jail. They can even destroy this body. But they can't rob us of the life that is ours in Jesus Christ. They can't touch that. There is no power in all of creation that can now separate us from the love of God that is ours in Christ. That's God's promise. And it's guaranteed because he has marked us with his name. We belong to Him. So continue to stand in God's truth. Continue to speak that truth and to speak of the freedom that is ours in Christ. Continue to speak about the hope that is ours in Jesus and His resurrection that He has shared with us. And when the opposition seems too strong, when fears and anxieties arise, don't flee to the desert and ask God to take your life. Listen to His call. Listen to His word of invitation and flee instead to His table. Come into His home and sit in His presence and be fed with a food that strengthens your soul. Come into His presence and rest in His peace. Be assured that you are, through the forgiveness of sin, a dearly loved child of God. And be strengthened by His body and blood to continue to be a living testimony to the power of God and to the hope that is yours in Christ. That hope is certain and sure. It has been made complete in Christ, and it is being brought to completion in us. If this world crumbles and all that seems secure passes away, God's Word, the living Word in the flesh, remains steadfast and true. He is the anchor that holds us secure in every storm. And because He lives, so do we, and we will not be overcome. Amen. Now may the peace of God that passes all understanding keep our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus this day and forevermore. Amen.